AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's made another cabinet pick. Jackie Quinn reports it's transportation secretary.
Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy is a former lumberjack athlete, gaining notoriety in the late 90s on MTV's The Real World Boston. Before the 2016 election, he voiced his support for Trump to be nominated by the GOP.
Though they might not always agree with him, they think the guy's a fighter, and they want a fighter that's going to go to Washington and fight for their values.
Duffy, who served in Congress for nearly 9 years, remains one of Trump's most visible defenders on cable news. He's a co-host of The Bottom Line on Fox Business. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's asking Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. A state judge has struck down Wyoming's abortion ban and its explicit prohibition on the use of medication to end pregnancy. And the Kremlin's warning the U.S. over President Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles.
He'd ruled out the move for months over fears it would lead to a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the decision adds fuel to the fire. Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Finer says Moscow itself is to blame.
The fire was lit by Russia's invasion.
Finer's not confirming the shift, which comes after North Korean forces arrived in Russia and are apparently deploying to help push Ukrainian troops out of a border region. UK security expert Patrick Geary figures that helped drive the shift, but
I think it's too late to have a major strategic effect.
And adds more uncertainty to a conflict that'll reach the 1,000-day mark tomorrow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And budget carrier Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. This is AP News. A Buddhist lama celebrating his last birthday in the U.S. before joining a monastery in the Himalayas.
Gyalu Dorje grew up near Minneapolis, playing football and listening to rap music. He's now 18. At an early age, Dorje was recognized by the Dalai Lama as a reincarnated lama.
The stuff that I have to learn, it's a lot more complicated than college.
After graduation next year, Dorje will head to northern India to join the mind-rolling monastery.
Spread love, compassion. We're all humans, so that's the one goal.
Dorje is fluent in English and Tibetan. His uncle, Tashe Lama, saw him grow up.
He's somebody who's going to be a leader, who's going to teach compassion and peace and love and harmony among living beings.
Dorje spent many an early morning reciting ancient prayers and memorizing Buddhist scriptures, often rewarded by his dad with Pokemon cards. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.